Will our children and grandchildren ever live in a world as safe and secure as the world in which we grew up?
In the long term, the peace we seek will only be achieved by eliminating the conditions that feed radicalism and ideologies of murder.
I have got a comprehensive strategy
to protect Americans.
We stay on the offense against the terrorists.
Make our homeland safer. We've created a new department of government to defend our homeland. Our country is still the target of terrorists who want to kill many.
Department of Homeland Security.
Terrorism. Homeland. And intimidate us all.
Terrorism.
Enemy abroad.
And intimidate us all.
Terrorism.
Enemy abroad.
Homeland. Our country is
the
still the target of terror
that attacked our country still.
Terrorists
across
is
the country.
Biological and chemical attacks. Our country is still the target of terrorists who want to kill many.
I have got a comprehensive strategy.
America is on the offensive against the terrorists who started
all the way
abroad.
To victory.
And intimidate us all.
We'll be strong.
The Al-Qaeda terror network that attacked our country still has
biological
leaders.
And chemical attack.
Mile by mile. And all the way to victory.
So I believe America is less safe.
We have traded a dictator for a chaos that has left America less secure.
That this president, regrettably, rushed us into a war.
America is on the offensive against the terrorists who started this
war. Our military is overextended.
$74.7 billion.
And America now is paying already $120 billion, up to $200 billion before we're finished. I believe the president broke faith with the American people in the way that he took this nation to
this
war.
This president,
regrettably, our military is overextended.
Rushed us into
war. I believe America is less safe. America is strongest when we are working with real alliances
to protect America. America is on the offensive. Make
all the
our
way
homeland safe.
To victory.
Regime seeking weapons of mass destruction, pursuing nuclear weapons while the
enemy abroad.
Make our homeland safer. Our country is still the target of terrorists.
The best way to take the pressure off our troops is to
our men and women in uniform are fighting terrorists in Iraq, so we do not have to face them here at home. Our country is still the target of terrorists.
Of homeland security.
And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.